your host, Jeff Ragavan, and welcome to the Alchemy Podcast, where we're on a quest to explore the intersection of cannabis, compliance, and creative in the marketing world today and beyond. Welcome back to another episode of Alchemy. Joining me today, Julian Schiff, Chief Marketing Officer at Stanley Brothers. Julian, excited to have you on the show today.
Thanks for having me.
So for everybody listening in, Julian has an amazing background, amazing track record through the years, really working his way through many agencies at BBDO, at Saatchi, Dentsu, Possible. Most recently, he was the CEO at Able. And now you're over at Stanley Brothers. So I think it'd be great to kick off the show and talk a little bit about the company.
Stanley Brothers. Well, first, I think it's worth sort of mentioning how I got to know the Stanley Brothers. And in my previous life wasn't too long ago running the agency Able. Charlotte's Web were one of my clients. And we did a lot of their brand development in the early stages pre-IPO, and through the process developed a relationship with the brothers and started talking about their ambitions sort of above and beyond Charlotte's Web. And we started work on putting a plan together for what they would do once Charlotte's Web was kind of grown up, IPO'd, and under executive leadership. So the discussion began then, 2018, and since then I've moved over across, along with a lot of my team actually, from the agency to Stanley Brothers Holdings. So Stanley Brothers Holdings is the new holding company set up by the Stanley Brothers. The mission of that company is broadly to increase access, empowerment of botanical-based therapies to consumers, focusing on THC as the rest of the plant, I suppose, from CBD, where they've had success with Charlotte's Web, and also moving into other botanical therapies above and beyond cannabis itself. But overall, the mission of the company is just to expose more people, educate more people as to the benefits of botanical wellness, botanical therapies, and provide brands that are sort of easily accessible to them and can be integrated as part of an ongoing wellness practice.
That's awesome. How has the whole transition been of kind of like, you know, agency world into brand world into cannabis world?
Pretty crazy. Yeah. I mean, I went from working at big network agencies to running my own, to working at a boutique agency called Oppam & Weiss, and then starting my own agency off the back of that at Able. I always wanted to go brand side and was kind of like a lot of agency people. You just sort of wait till the time's right and hope that it finds you. And fortunately for me, it did find me with the Stanley Brothers. And ironically, for the 5 years prior to working with the Stanley Brothers, I was actually almost exclusively working on spirits brands. And I started looking at the cannabis space during that period and thinking, and I never knew that, you know, I would end up with the Stanley Brothers and actually on a much bigger, more purpose-driven mission, but seeing the similarities between spirits and cannabis and thinking, you know, if that's an emerging industry, that's kind of where I'd like to be as a marketer, because I think there's a lot of opportunity to actually do something cool and be part of a new emerging marketplace.
Sure. And I think, you know, being on the East Coast and in New York too, kind of the right place, right time as things start heating up with having that legal in the state as well as, well, more and more states coming on board for that matter. But I think what I'm most excited about having you on the show, you know, today is, you know, you guys have been working on a new THC line and brand new products called Recreate Cannabis. And, you know, would love for you to talk to us a little bit more about that and what your thinking is around the products.
Sure. So Recreate is our first brand under the umbrella of Stanley Brothers Holdings. And it's essentially, you know, designed to cater to the next generation of cannabis consumers. So it's almost, you know, the people that know and trust Charlotte's Web and know the Stanley Brothers, we're thinking that CBD users may reach a point where they're interested in the other side of the fence and experiencing THC and the whole cannabis plant. So we're really sort of aiming this Recreate brand at sort of health conscious, potentially raised CBD users, curious about the wellness benefits of not just cannabis, but like other therapeutic botanicals. They might be already familiar with therapeutic botanicals from use just in their daily wellness regimen. And what we've tried to do with Recreate is combine all those factors into sort of one sort of purposeful brand with purposeful formulations in order to sort of reach desired functional needs. So we're very low THC compared to a lot of brands on the market, high CBD with the addition of Ayurvedic functional botanicals, so we can tell a more holistic story about how our products work and how they can fit into sort of daily functional wellness needs.
And it sounds to me like you actually have very specific consumer segments defined for these type of products.
Yeah, we do. I mean, the wellness movement is real and large and has captured a large following over the past decade. You know, it's not a new thing. So what we're hoping is part of the, you know, we've got your yoga, you sort of Venice wellness seekers who are very much au fait with sort of alternative therapies, botanical therapies. We've got medical, existing medical marijuana consumers who may want something that is better able just to be integrated into a daily practice rather than treating specific sort of acute needs. You've got your biohackers, you know, your mm-hmm. your canna nerds, and everyone in between. So we're hoping for this brand, just like with Charlotte's Web, that it does cater to a very broad scope of people. We've got a broad scope of products, and we hope to introduce more products as we learn more about the consumer need and also learn more about, you know, the product and the plants themselves. So yeah, I mean it's a broad market, and we hope to sort of have something that sits in the middle that everybody can find a place for in their wellness routine.
Awesome. So, you know, you were essentially brought on as chief marketing officer for the brand, and I think one thing that we see day in, day out in just the world of, you know, brand marketing and advertising is that the CMO has so many different responsibilities, right? From marketing to consumer to, you know, everything about the product and its journey. Can you talk to us a little bit more about your particular role in the company?
I'm very lucky at Stanley Brothers to have been able to bring my team along with me from the agency world, which means that the day-to-day business is very much under control. Like, these are the guys I've been building various brands with for the last 5 or 6 years. So what I'm really enjoying is working with the brothers on sort of the vision and the mission of the company, new product development, new brand development under the Stanley Brothers umbrella. You know, we ultimately want to build a house of brands to help people access cannabis, but also mushrooms, other botanicals. We have strong partnership in research and development community. So we're working with scientists on, you know, formulations that may be applied in the future. And we're also working on a media company. Something that's unique about the Stanley Brothers, you know, is this track record of trust and credibility. And the guys are actually very good at telling these stories in a way that's easy for people to understand and relate to by highlighting how their products and the plants have affected people's lives in a positive way. So we're trying to put together a structure by which we can release content into the world, not to promote Stanley Brothers so much, but to stimulate the conversation and help everybody out. If we can get more people interested in cannabis for its wellness benefits, then I think not only we will benefit, but the industry as a whole.
That's awesome. And, you know, obviously having a great track record in the past is important, and especially as you're rolling out new products. And I'd love for you to maybe talk a little bit about, you know, what your kind of thinking is around strategy from a marketing perspective with these new products.
Yeah, we call our consumer the awakened consumer. So these are people who may have had previous experience with cannabis, but now looking at it differently for its wellness benefits. You know, they may have, you know, pharmaceutical products that they use, and we're not saying that, you know, anyone should stop using products that they need, but, you know, there is a shift in consciousness towards how plants can help and can be integrated into a wellness regimen. So our marketing strategy is very much focused on talking to these kind of awakened consumers. For them, I think, you know, cannabis can be kind of daunting. It's scary out there. If you get it wrong once, then you may never come back to it again. So we want to kind of create a safe place for them, a brand where the products are consistent, predictable, you know, dosage is really important to us. We want to be able to communicate that. And I think also, you know, that Charlotte's Web, you know, is helping people sort of understand that the Stanley Brothers aren't new to this and that there is a history there of trial and error, obviously. And you know, they need to, we need to hold ourselves to the highest standards because of that reputation. So we run it, we want to be a baseline for this new sort of 2.0 cannabis wellness consumer to come in and say, you know, if I'm going to try cannabis, this is a brand that I can try, that I feel safe with. And from there, you know, maybe they want to branch out. Maybe they want to try different brands. Maybe they want to try different products within our house of brands. So that's broadly what our marketing strategy is.
Awesome. So, you know, I think one question that I definitely wanted to ask you today that has come up on a lot of the shows we've been doing is, you know, we've obviously been in a very different state of mind through the pandemic, and a lot of businesses have had to almost reallocate and reshuffle the way they not only market, but, you know, how they serve their customers. So, you know, I'm just curious, you know, on behalf of, you know, Stanley Brothers, like anything that you guys are doing from a strategy perspective that you guys have implemented to be, you know, more agile as we're navigating through COVID-19.
Yeah, well, we didn't plan on this, but it's actually been quite an interesting discipline for us. And I think it's an interesting time to think about marketing in general. You know, people all over the world are having to sort between things they need and things that they want. And fortunately for us, cannabis has deemed an essential thing that people need. So health being the great equalizer, you know, people are coming back to these therapies and wanting access. So what we're doing, you know, this is actually unfortunately and fortunately coincided with the launch of our brand. But it's actually given us an opportunity to deliver on one of the pillars of our overarching brand of our mission, which is to provide greater accessibility to these therapies. So at this time when people need it the most, we are giving away $100,000 worth of our product at launch to people who may have lost the means to afford it over this time. We think it's, you know, it is testament to what we believe, but it's also a good way to sort of have people come and trial our products, which we have, you know, specifically catered for, you know, sleep and relaxation and certain need states that may be kind of more prevalent at this time of high stress and anxiety.
So once things start to, say, settle out, you know, a little bit and things start to normalize, hopefully, I think for all of us, we're hoping for normalization soon. But any big plans as far as, you know, getting things going with marketing once things start to stabilize?
Yeah, our initial objective really was to engage the trade and consumers on a more personal level. And obviously, we've been unable to do that with dispensaries being, if not shut, definitely not open for sort of crowded business. So we want to get back into that. There's no substitute for real world in the flesh conversations and education, especially with a product that's a little bit different in the market. So I think we'll get back on the street and we'll start having conversations with bud tenders and with consumers at a dispensary level. We've got an education program we want to launch as soon as possible with bud tenders and also some platforms for consumers to get the education they might be looking for with regard to how to select products and what products might be best for them.
That's awesome. So I think one thing that we, you know, in the cannabis space have unfortunately been exposed to is we, you know, we can't really market on Facebook and Instagram when it comes to paid. So I thought, you know, an interesting question for you might be from a PR perspective, like how important is that from a marketing channel when it comes to marketing products?
Yeah, PR is definitely crucial for us and I think crucial for cannabis industry in general. For us more, it's about normalizing cannabis and having mainstream conversations about cannabis as a wellness therapy, a wellness product. So for us, I think, you know, getting out there talking to people who use cannabis, normal people, people with real problems that don't fit the stereotypes is really important to us. And it's, again, it's something that worked for the CBD industry back in the day when the brothers started Charlotte's Web. You know, on an extreme level, there was Charlotte's Figgy, who had a very tangible benefit associated with taking CBD, the Charlotte's Web CBD strain. But also, you know, from that triggered a whole raft of stories of everyday people who are using CBD and essentially sort of triggered that shifting consciousness within that part of the cannabis industry. So I'm hoping that we can use PR and other cannabis companies can use PR to start to make that conversation more normal, more accessible to people who might not live within that little cannabis community that's starting to expand more and more as time goes on.
Sure, makes sense. So Julian, you know, just from a cannabis perspective, and we're in this new segment, new market, anything that you're seeing that might be shaping the industry going into the next year?
Right, yeah. Well, I think, as I said before, the rise of the continued rise of the wellness consumer is going to continue to shape the way the cannabis industry forms. New brands entering the market with a similar positioning to Recreate with low dose THC and the inclusion of other botanical ingredients. I'm also very interested in the social drinking occasion and the replacement of sessionable alcoholic beverages with sessionable THC beverages. I think that's super interesting. Obviously, distribution will limit that, so the growth over time, but in terms of it taking on the alcoholic beverage industry. But I think it's a really cool proposition and something I want to keep an eye on as well.
Yeah, and I don't know about you, but you know, ever since I've kind of crossed over into this space, I get so many people reaching out to me, like literally every day, like, how do I get into the space? How do I get into the industry? I want to launch a brand. So I'm just curious for you, like any advice for anyone who either wants to start a new brand or wants to get into cannabis?
Yeah, I mean, I would try and find your consumer and find a point of difference. It's becoming very fragmented out there. There's a lot of brands doing similar things. And I think, you know, there are some great smaller brands who are doing things a little bit different, or either from a cultural perspective or from a product perspective. You know, it's the same. You know, if you can have a belief system and a point of view and a product that really is true to you and that you can own and defend, then go for it and get out there and do it. I mean, there's a steep learning curve and it's always changing. So just be prepared for that. I've learned a lot over the last 12 to 18 months alone. So, but you know, there's no better time to get into an industry that's actually helping make people's lives better, and there's great opportunity for creativity and brand development and product development. So any budding product or developer or marketer, I'd say go for it.
Awesome. Well, Julian, if you listen to the show before, we talk a little bit about business in the beginning, and then we do some just simple quick fire questions. So first thing that comes to your mind, are you ready?
Ready.
Okay. Giving presents or getting presents?
Giving presents.
Tapas or pasta?
Tapas.
Can you touch your toes without bending your knees?
Yes.
Wow. What's your favorite carnival food?
Fairy floss.
What is it called?
Fairy floss. It must be an Australian thing. Cotton candy. It's not good for you. It's a once a decade thing.
My friend Tammy, she's from Australia, and she loved fairy bread.
Right. That's a very sophisticated Australian sandwich.
Well, you know, my next question is very appropriate. Have you ever seen a kangaroo in person?
Yes, many.
LA or New York?
A lot of love for both. I'm in New York now. I've got my eye on LA. I think looking to the future, I'm going to say LA.
Okay. Yeah, I for some reason see you in Venice.
Well, it's on the plan.
Yeah. Super Mario Brothers or Zelda?
Super Mario.
First thing you will do when you get out of quarantine?
Oh, go for a swim in the ocean somewhere warm.
Yes, me too. What's currently running low in your household?
Our Recreate Focus chocolates with CBD, THC, and lion's mane. I've been eating them way too much.
Well, this is awesome, Julian. And, you know, obviously appreciate you coming on the show, and I'm really actually looking forward to, you know, seeing Recreate and the launch and really exciting stuff ahead. So, you know, wish you the best of luck with that. And thanks again for coming on and dropping your wisdom.
Thanks so much for having me. It's been a lot of fun.
This episode of the Alchemy Podcast was brought to you by Philo. Thanks for tuning in. And if you enjoyed today's show, don't forget to subscribe and share.